O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Matthew 23, verses 1 through 12. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Take My Life and Let It Be by Francis Havergal, Henry Milan, and Paul Zak. This beautiful hymn from the late 19th century receives a more modern arrangement with light guitar picking and celeste-like chords sprinkled throughout. Each verse humbly offers a new aspect of one's life to be dedicated to the Lord's service: our physical bodies, our material possessions, our emotional and mental faculties, and our very lives.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as Thou shalt choose, every power as Thou shalt.
Matthew 23, verses 1 through 12. Then Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples. The scribes and the Pharisees are seated in the chair of Moses. Therefore, do whatever they tell you and observe it. But don't do what they do, because they don't practice what they teach. They tie up heavy loads that are hard to carry and put them on people's shoulders, but they themselves aren't willing to lift a finger to move them. They do everything to be seen by others. They enlarge their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love the place of honor at banquets, the front seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called rabbi by people. But you are not to be called rabbi, because you have one teacher, and you are all brothers and sisters. Do not call anyone on earth your father, because you have one father who is in heaven. You are not to be called instructors either, because you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. I had a conversation with my son Oliver recently about Matthew 23:12. He had a soccer practice and his team was scrimmaging, and the side that Oliver was on at the time happened to be ahead. Ollie was pretty excited about that, so he began chanting the score, 3-2-0, 3-2-0. I tried to get him to stop in the moment, but I was far enough away from him where I had to yell, and I didn't want to create a scene, Oliver chanting and me yelling, "Ollie, don't do that." So afterwards, I talked to him about Jesus' words here, about the danger of seeking position and status over others. For the one who exalts himself will be humbled, and the humble will be exalted. Now, what Oliver was doing was a 5-year-old version of something that we all do. We like it when we're recognized. We like to be on top, to be honored. But Jesus tells us here that this is not the way of the kingdom. In the kingdom, the humble are exalted, and the last are first. And unlike the scribes and Pharisees who clung to position and status, Jesus practiced what he preached. As one church father wrote, it was the Lord who provided the pattern for this process. No matter how great he was, he humbled himself. This is what Paul tells us in Philippians 2, that Jesus, who existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be exploited. Instead, he emptied himself by assuming the form of a servant, taking on the likeness of humanity. And when he had come as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And what happened as a result? For this reason, God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So in the time that follows, I'd encourage you to consider the pattern of Jesus, the way of the kingdom. Are there ways in which you are trying to exalt yourself over others, make yourself first? Well, pray that God would move in your heart to trust that he really will exalt the humble. And pray that the Spirit would cultivate the virtue of humility within you. For, as John Chrysostom said, nothing is as crucial as the practice of humility. Close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. And even now, as we live among things that are passing away, to hold fast to those that shall endure. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.